The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
If you're a buyer looking to buy a house in Washington, D.C., do you get a first-time home buyer credit in Washington, D.C.? Do you get one similar to what you might get in, say, Maryland? And the answer is no, you do not. In the state of Maryland, if you're buying a principal residence for the first time, you are exempt from paying your portion of the state transfer tax, which, by the way, the state transfer tax is 0.25% of the sales price for both the seller and the buyer. So for you, you get waived on that 0.25%. If you're buying a $1 million house, you can save some pretty good money there, $2,500. So you want to think about that when you're looking at Washington, D.C. versus Maryland. You do get a reduction in the cost to purchase first time in Maryland that you don't get in Washington, D.C. So getting a release on a contract, how important is it that there is a release signed? Well, having just gone through the sale of a cooperative down in Southwest D.C., as it turns out, the buyer did not get the financing in place according to the terms of the contract. I'm the seller's agent representing the seller of the property. The buyer's agent got a got word that the buyer's loan had not been approved, and the buyer changed lenders about halfway through the process, unbeknownst to us. Changed lenders halfway through the process from the point of contract to when settlement was going to occur. Well, actually, the contract becomes void at the point the buyer doesn't get their financing in that situation because they switched lenders halfway through and they didn't have an addendum expressing that it was going to get changed over to this new lender. But do you still need to get a signed release? And the answer is absolutely. Whether you're selling a cooperative, piece of land, a condo, or single family, you always want to have a release signed by all parties identifying that the deposit is going to be split according to what's agreed to. Meaning, last year I had a home in McLean, and this is the first time in my 27-year career where a deposit was forfeited. The buyer failed to get their financing and actually committed fraud in their purchase. We pursued the buyer and said, release the deposit to the seller or else you will face a lawsuit. The buyer wisely released the deposit. It was $25,000. All of it, 100% of it, went to my client. I didn't take any of it, even though by contract I had a right to receive some of it because I have a right to receive a commission. It wasn't my fault that the sale fell through, so the commission was earned. I said, no, I do not want to taste any of this deposit since you're the one who's been so badly affected. I'll put it back up and we'll sell it. And surely we did sell it. You have to be sure you get a release. We got a release from the buyer releasing the deposit to the seller. At that point, the contract is dead, finished, gone. Now I can sell the property. And the cooperative in Southwest, we got our release signed. We put it back up for sale, put it under contract. End of story. You always want to get a release before you put a property back under contract. Otherwise, there are lots of little snafus, and buyers can, if they know that you've already sold it to somebody else, this is a danger. If they know you've sold it to somebody else, they can get in the way of the settlement by filing, you know, stops and blockages. They can actually hurt themselves badly because if they unnecessarily file a stoppage in getting the release signed, they can actually get, they can be responsible for all of the legal fees for both the seller in pursuing them, plus obviously their own. So releases are imperative when a contract doesn't work out. What's a general inspection versus a specific inspection? You know, the general inspection is let's say I've got a home in Potomac, Maryland that we put under contract, and my client said, I really don't want to fix anything in my house. And I want to make it clear to the buyer up front, I'm not going to fix anything in my property. You can do an inspection, discover what you want, but don't come back to me and ask me to do any work. So I requested to the other agent, I said, you can make your offer, but include a general inspection. I want to make it clear that if the buyer doesn't like the house, they don't have to buy it. On the inspection, they can give the seller notice that they don't want to buy the property and move on, or they just move forward. We're not going to be open to negotiating on fix-it items. Now, that said, the general inspection is actually preferable by most sellers because it makes it plain up front. Hey, this is the price. Take it the way that it is. You can do your inspections for your own benefit. The caveat would be if a latent defect is discovered, some kind of a defect that even the seller doesn't know about, for instance, say a cracked foundation wall or serious termite damage or something that you as a seller didn't know but now have to disclose to a future purchaser, and that agent comes back without giving written notice and says, hey, we've discovered this major issue. We're going to walk, but if your seller's willing to deal with it, maybe we would consider, you know, somehow staying in the game. That's the exception to the rule. So general inspection versus a specific inspection, which I'd say 95% of contracts come with a specific inspection. And that means that the buyer comes in, it's your traditional purchase. The buyer wants to have an inspector walk through and take a look at the electrical, the plumbing, the heating, the air conditioning, all the major systems in the house to be sure there aren't any issues. But maybe through the inspection process, they discover 6 or 7 or 10 or 15 or 20 different things. It could be a lot, could be a little. It depends on the house, and it depends on the inspector and their qualifications in knowing how to uncover issues, which is why hiring a good inspector is also a very, very good idea. They're worth their weight in gold. Buyers, beware. Get a good inspector when you are purchasing. That list of things is delivered to the seller, plus a copy of the inspection report with a set of those requests. Hey, here, we want you to have the furnace serviced. It appears as if there might be a cracked heat exchanger, but we don't know for sure. Or the crown on top of the chimney is chipped and there's mortar missing. Or it looks as if there's a bulge in the sidewall that needs to be addressed. Whew. Those kinds of things come up on inspections. You have to walk it through and get estimates and deal with it. You know, this business is always interesting. There's always something that I discover. I have a house in Chevy Chase right now that is on the market, 7906 Rockton. And this is Rockton Avenue in Chevy Chase in the BCC School District, listed for $788,000. And this is a four-bedroom, three-bath Rambler with a two-car garage for $788,000 in Chevy Chase. If you're listening and you live in Chevy Chase, you think, where can you get a house like that? Two-car garage, new kitchen, three full bathrooms, four bedrooms. Well, and the house was built, you know, maybe 45, 50 years ago. It's in overall very good condition. Except that when I walked through the property the first time, I noticed a bulge on the side of the chimney. Clearly, the chimney had failed at the top of the chimney. And in fact, the chimney had to be torn down about 15 to 20 rows. A relining of the interior of the chimney had to be performed. And then the rebuilding of the chimney up, new crown, new cap, and so on, about $8,000 worth of work. But once that's been discovered, it then becomes a disclosure issue that we have to tell prospective purchasers. Now, I encourage you to take a look at 7902 Rockton Avenue in Chevy Chase. Take a look at it at ericstewartgroup.com under our virtual tours. Go to the active listings. We have another house that's a couple doors up that is coming on the market. You can see that in our coming soon section. Definitely worthwhile. Hey, got to take a quick break. Stuart Rosenthal will be right back with Beacon Bits. Don't go away.